Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. You're listening to Bishop Hutchison. I'm so blessed and I'm privileged and highly favored, saints, to have another opportunity to come and speak life to you today. Today we're continuing with our series of studies coming from the book of Joshua. And today we'll have a lesson entitled Preparing for Conquest, Living Life with Your Back to the Past. So I pray that you have your Bible, paper, and pencils ready and prepared to take notes and study along with us. We always encourage you to do this thing because we want you to be able to search the scriptures right along with us to see whether the things that we say are so or not. Praise the Lord. I'm so very excited and blessed by all of our Self Church Fellowship members coming together on our Saturday weekly fellowships where we gather for teaching, prayer, breaking bread, and fellowship here in Forest Park, Georgia. You're welcome to join in with us if you're anywhere in the Atlanta metropolitan area or schedule a time for us to come out and fellowship with you in your area. Also send special shout out to all the ambassadors and members of the priesthood in Florida and South Carolina. May the power and peace and presence of God be upon you as you live life as royalty abundantly. So, Saint, go ahead and have your Bible, paper, pencils ready to do that. Let me share your central truth and the key verse for today's lesson. Our central truth for today's message entitled Preparing for Conquest. I want you to say that with me, Preparing for Conquest. The central truth is that Christians should confidently obey God's word. And the key verse that we're looking at today is actually coming from Psalm 19:11. Which reads from the King James Version, Moreover, by them, God's word, is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. The NIV says, By them, which is God's word, your servant is warned, in keeping them, there is great reward. Let us seek the face of God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you today, we exalt your name, we ascribe worth to you, for you alone are worthy, Lord. You're worthy of all the glory, you're worthy of all the honor, and you're worthy of all the praise. Father, we thank you today for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit and the life and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you that the Spirit of God lives in us to empower us for a life of victory and success, that your Holy Spirit gives us wisdom and insight and illumination into your word, O God. Today, may your word be awakened in us. May we be prepared for what you have for us in this life, the places you have us to go, the things that you will have us to accomplish. Let the spirit that is on the word today be upon us and in us to guide and direct our steps in the way that we should go. And we bless and praise you for healing, provision, and salvation today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody celebrate Jesus with me, hallelujah, and amen. Glory to God, saints. Again, welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. You're listening to the Kingdom Broadcasting Network. We're doing a series of studies coming from the book of Joshua. And today we're talking about preparing for conquest, living life with your back to the past. And we're going to be talking about how the children of Israel have finally reached the place where now they are ready to go in to receive the promise that God has promised them long, long, long ago. In fact, they're getting another opportunity to act upon the word of God, at least some of the believers are, that they have a chance to act on 40 years earlier. But now God says before you can receive that which is promised to you, you must prepare yourself. And I think in today's lesson, we're going to hear a lot of things that will also speak to us about how we also need to prepare ourselves for what God has promised us. So So I've given you the key verse as well as our sense of truth for today. And as we focus on this week's lesson, I want you to be able to recognize God's faithfulness, and I want you to be able to obey his word. Again, I want you to recognize God's faithfulness and obey his word. And here are the 3 points of outline that I want to discuss with you today. If you're taking notes, you can write these down. The first thing we need to do in order to prepare for conquest is to verify God's word. The second thing we need to do is step out in faith. And the third thing we need to do is to keep covenant with God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise, preparing for conquest. And so at the end of this study, as you meditate upon this week's message, I pray that you will be able to identify ways to find God's direction through his word. Also pray that you will be able to comprehend the importance of placing full confidence and trusting God. And the third and final thing I pray that you will get out of this week's lesson is that you will commit to remaining in covenant relationship with God. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and take a look at our introduction for this week's lesson as we prepare ourselves to prepare for conquest, living with your back to the past. Now, can you think of a book that is accurate 100% of the time? Let's start by thinking about that question. Can you think of a book that is accurate 100% of the time? We know that history books are called as facts, but then many years later they're shown to include errors. When we were in elementary school, we were taught that Pluto was a planet. Now they teach that it's not a planet anymore. So we know that science books sometimes have outdated information. We know that newspapers and magazines often include inaccuracies in their stories, and later they print corrections or make retractions. However, I'd like to speak with you today about a book that is always reliable, and that book is the Bible, which is God's word. We're going to see today that during his life, Joshua learned of the faithfulness of God, and that faithfulness served as confirmation. Someone said confirmation. That faithfulness served as confirmation that God's people can confidently trust his word. And this is why we're going to see one of the first things that Joshua did was to verify or to confirm God's word, because some people may hear it like this: if God said it, then that settles it. And so we're going to see that's one of the very first steps in preparing for conquest. In the case of Joshua and Israel, they were going to conquer the enemies living in the land of Canaan. They were going to conquer the Canaanites. For some of us, we may not be conquering a physical people. We may be conquering addiction. Some of us may be conquering shame and guilt of our past. Some of us may need to conquer sin in our life. Some people's enemies may be poverty or lack or unemployment or just hatred and bitterness or persecution in your life. But for whatever the situation is, that is, between you and your victory, God wants to prepare you for victory today. And some things we have to do in order to get ourselves ready, we have to live with our back to the past. I mean, we have to remember the lessons that we learned from wherever we've been or wherever we are, so that when we get to the new place, somebody give God praise, when we get to the place where God is taking us, we can keep our eyes set on him. The one scripture says, he whose mind is set on him will be kept in perfect peace, that him being God. And so today, as you listen to this message, you know that life is filled with challenges. They may be a result of our choices. Some are the result of tests from God to bring spiritual growth. Others are simply everyday circumstances. But today I pray that you'll be encouraged that through we look through the book of Joshua, that you can face these challenges, even though it's not always easy, thanks to God. We need the direction of God. Wherever you are today, no matter what the situation may be, you need the direction and you need advice to overcome whatever is confronting you. And I want you to know today that the greatest source for the help we need is God Himself. He's always faithful, saints. His word is totally reliable. And as we learn through this account from the book of Joshua today, we can learn to be faithful to Him through obedience to His word. Someone said obedience to His word. And when we do this, I believe, and as you'll see today, that you'll find victory, you'll find success. Whatever challenge you're facing, many people have faced tougher challenges. You'll see Joshua face a huge challenge today. He was going to be responsible for leading millions of people into the promised land. But in order to lead them, first they had to conquer that land. And so he has to prepare his people for that. And I want you to prepare today for whatever it is that may be facing you. I want you to be able to know, just like Joshua knew, that the faithfulness of God, and he knew that he had to obey his words, and these will be the keys to his success. And I believe and I know that it will be the key to your success today as well. So let's take a look at our first point about land, about verify God's word. And we're going to be looking at the book of Joshua today, chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 5, verse 12. We won't get a chance to read all of that, but we'll be making reference to scriptures from those portions of the book of Joshua. The first section we're going to look at is Joshua chapter 2, verse 1 through 9, where we see Joshua is instructed, or Joshua has the wherewithal to understand that he must verify God's word. So if you remember anything about the story leading up to this point, you know that 40 years earlier, Moses had sent out 12 spies to spy out the land of Canaan, Joshua being one of the 12. Now here it is 40 years later, based on the promises that God had made 40 years earlier, Joshua wants to verify the word of God that this place is going to be conquered. And so he sent spies into the land of Canaan, but he only sent two. Here we are reading the scripture, Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. It reads, "Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim, go over the land," he said, "especially Jericho." So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land." So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, "Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out our land." But the woman had hidden the two men, and she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, they left," she said. "I don't know which way they went, but go after them quickly. You may catch up with them." But, verse 6 says, she had hidden them on the roof under some stalks of slash that she had on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the ford of the Jordan River. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Verse 8, "Before the spies lay down for the night, she went on the roof and said to them, 'I know that the Lord has given you this land, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you.'" Thanks to God, this was the verification or the confirmation that Joshua needed. And there are times in your life where you want to believe God, you really want to know. You may have been disappointed in the past, and you may have hoped that it would come, but it didn't come when you wanted it to. But I want you to know, God, that think that God is always on time. Just as you're going to see that he was on time for Joshua and Israel, even though it was 40 years after the original opportunity, some of you today, God is saying to you that God is going to be on time for you if you can believe God's word. So here these spies were sent into the land of Jericho, and we see that they were found out, and through a miraculous intervention of God, they were hidden on the roof of this woman who misled those who were trying to pursue and capture them. I pray today that a spirit of confusion will come upon your enemies today as well. But as she spoke to them, she confirmed something that would really encourage Joshua once they got back. When she says in verse number 9 that she knows that the Lord has given you this land and that a great fear has fallen on us, so that all who live in the country, all who were in Jerusalem, were in fear of them. Oh, thanks to God, the enemy wants to make you think that you should be afraid when the enemy is really the one that's afraid of you. This should encourage some of you to take the steps that are necessary to prepare for conquest today. That's what we're studying about, saints. So we're seeing here that Joshua and Israel had to turn their backs on the past. They had to live life looking toward the future, forgetting those things, as Apostle Paul says in the New Testament, forgetting those things that are behind me, I want to press now. Hallelujah. We must press or prepare for the conquest. And I pray that this message today will encourage somebody to take the same steps today. So there we see God intervening in the lives of Israel. Let's read on a little bit more in this chapter, chapter 2 of Joshua. Look at verse 15 and 16. Let's see what else happened. So she let down the rope, verse 15, through the window for her house. She lived on part of the city wall. She said to them, go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourselves there 3 days until they return, and then go on your way. Let's get down to verse 22 and 24. Verse 22, it says, when they left, they went into the hills and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. Verse 24, they said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands, and all the people are melting in fear because of us. Someone said, verify God's word. Yes, this was the first step in Joshua and Israel preparing for conquest. And this is going to be the first step for many of you who are listening to me today. You have to verify God's word. And once you've heard God's word, it's not enough just to know what God said. Because when God says something, he's going to say something to you. When God has done something, he's going to require that you do something also. Yes, belief is the first step, but we're going to see that believing that God would give them the land would not conquer the land all on his own. The children of Israel and Joshua would now have to make the next step of preparation. And I want you to know, many of you listening to my voice right now today, you've heard people speak things over your life and speak things into your life and around your life. And you may have believed what was said. You may believe that God is really going to do it, but that's not enough in order for you to make the next step into receiving the promises of God. So we're going to see here in the book of Joshua, even though we know that God's word is dependable, it's trustworthy, we know that if the Lord reveals something he wants us to do, then we can faithfully stand on his word to us. However, the Lord also confirms his word through circumstances. He confirms his word through provision. He may even do a miracle to bring assurance to his people. As we look at this first account of Scripture in Joshua today, it records God commanding Joshua to lead Israel into the promised land. And this is a word that is given to him after 40 years of wandering. The time had come. Somebody said the time had come. The time had come to receive. Somebody said receive The time had come to receive what God has promised. God is not like a man that he shall not fulfill what he's promised. If God said it, saints, it is so. So Joshua, looking ahead at the task, he sent out spies in this case. Some of us, we can't just take God at his word. We have to get a confirmation sometimes. And even though God's word is sure, he allows us to receive that confirmation. You see here in the case of Joshua, and I think of another case with Gideon where he put out the fleece in order to verify God's word. And even though, thanks to God, it would be great if we could just act on faith just without any evidence at all, many times it's not true. Many times we need some confirmation. Sometimes we need a verification. I pray maybe today this message may be confirmation and verification for somebody to take the next step into their promise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Today you're listening to the Kingdom Broadcasting Network. This is our Sunday Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. We're talking about a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Today's lesson is entitled Preparing for Conquest, Living with Your Back to the Past. And so there we see Joshua sent the spies out. They were found out. They were hidden. They were given instructions about how to escape capture. And then they finally went back and told Joshua what had happened. I want to ask you a question before we look at the second point. What are some ways you can see God's promises unfolding in your life? What is some of the evidence or confirmation that you have seen or maybe you're receiving right now? For we know that faith is the substance of things that you hope for, saints. That faith is the evidence of things that may not yet be fully seen or revealed to you. So here we see so far that Joshua has received verification of God's word. Here's this next step. Number two, our next point of outline is to step out in faith. Somebody says step out in faith. Yeah, you know God said it. Now, what are you going to do with it? Hallelujah, somebody. Let's take a look at Joshua chapter 3, verse 7 to 13. Joshua chapter 3, verse 7 says, "And the Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river.'" Verse 9, Joshua said to the Israelites, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Then," hallelujah, somebody said then "choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. And as soon as the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth," Joshua said, "as soon as they set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand up in a heap." Thanks to God, we know 40 years earlier that God had parted other waters for the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt into the wilderness. And now they're leaving the wilderness, and God's going to part some more water for them to enter into their promise. Somebody ought to say, God is faithful. Say it with me, God is faithful. We see that God is so faithful to his promises, thanks to God. It should be very difficult for us not to act on God's word once we've confirmed it. Here, Joshua, now that the word of God has been confirmed, he could now command the children of Israel that now God has said he's going to do what he said, and we believe that God will do it because he said he would do it then. He did it. He says he's going to do it again, and I believe it, and we're going to step out on faith today. Hallelujah. I pray somebody would step out on faith today. So he commanded the children of Israel to step out. If you were to look at verses in chapter 4, verses 19 through chapter 5, verse 1, you'll see that the water ceased soon as the priest stepped in the water. They made a memorial in the river. They made another memorial after they entered into the promised land to remind themselves of what God had did then in order to remind the future generations that they also could place their faith, they could place their hope, they could place their trust in God. I say today, some of you today, maybe God is confirming a word for you. Now it's time for you to step out. Hallelujah. You may not be stepping into a physical river, but you may need to step out in faith. You may need to step into this new job or start that business or end this relationship or reconcile this relationship or just believe God for that healing, whatever it is. I believe today that God is preparing more than Joshua and Israel for their victory. I believe that God may be preparing some of you for your conquest. But you got to turn your back on the past. You got to say no to Egypt. You got to say no to living in the wilderness. And you have to say yes to God. Say yes. Somebody just say yes to God. So hearing and believing the word of God is important, saints. But at some point, we must put action to our faith. As Joshua and Israel discovered trusting God and believing the promises of his word, allow us to accomplish extraordinary tasks. And this was not the first time, as I mentioned to you earlier, that a body of water stood before the people of God. This was also not the first time that Israel had experienced the prospect of entering the promised land. Remember, I told you 40 years earlier, they had refused to believe the Lord. And they were forced to wander in the wilderness. But here God told Joshua, perhaps he's speaking to some of you today. He told Joshua that he was about to do something mighty so the people would know that he was with them and that Joshua was the Lord's chosen man to lead them. We see that in verse 7 of chapter 3. But unlike the Red Sea crossing where the waters parted before the people walked across, the Lord this time directed the priest to walk into the water. Somebody, don't walk across the dry ground. I want the priests, those who have been consecrated and dedicated unto me, to step out in the flood waters while they're raging. Don't be afraid of being washed away. Thanks to God. Hallelujah. So the floods will come over you, but they shall not overtake you. You'll walk through the fire, but it shall not harm you. I'm reminded of that scripture right now. Oh, somebody's faith should be getting a recharge right now. So the priest stepped out. And as soon as they stepped out, the water stopped flowing. Joshua instructed the people to cross over on dry ground. They built the memorials there, saints. But let me ask you this question as my time is getting away from you. What are some ways you can ensure that you be reminded of God's promises in your life? Maybe God had you write down some plans and visions and dreams and desires in the past. I think about what Malachi says, write the vision and make it plain. Maybe you need to revisit those things God has said. Step number 3, saints, is to keep covenant with God. Now that you have verified God's word, now that you've stepped out in faith, you must say that, Lord, I'm going to do it your way. I'm not going to do it your way, God. Saints, this reminds us, hallelujah, I wish I had more time here. Take a look at Joshua chapter 5, verses 2 through 12. And we'll see that they enjoyed the milk of the land. The manna that has sustained them in their wilderness ceased the moment they tasted the fruit of their promise. Oh, somebody about to get this today. I want you to know, saints, you are wise to follow this example. God's going to provide great promises. He provides great plans. There's some things we can't even understand, but there are victories in our future. Just as Israel looked forward, somebody said look forward to victory. They only experienced the victory when they chose to trust God and obey his word. We also must walk in our covenant and renew our covenant relationship with him. Just as Israel had to circumcise all those who were uncircumcised, God says, you must come back into agreement with me so that I can come back into agreement with you and fulfill my promise. Oh, saints, in conclusion today, I want you to know that we must be restored to a position of obedience if we're going to receive God's promise. One of the hallmarks of a mature Christian is consistent obedience to God's word. This is foundational to growing a vibrant spiritual life. The Bible is filled with precious promises on which to build our faith. And as we read the word of God, we should begin to write down the promises and commands that we discovered and ask God to help us to understand how to apply them to our lives today. I believe today, saints, that God is preparing us for conquest. But we must live in obedience to him by turning our backs on the past and stepping out in faith. God bless you, saints. May he prosper your path. and may you receive every promise that God has.